Next patient is John Dietz. That's D-I-E-T-Z. John, J-O-H-N, John Dietz. D as in David, D-I-E-T-Z. T as in Thomas. Date of birth, 9-9-45. Date of visit, 1-5-26. Please make a copy of this for Sanford Kinney, M.D. I'm sorry, Sanford Kinney, D.O. Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, Kinney, K-I-N-N-E, K-I-N-N-E, and as in Nancy, Sanford Kinney, D.O. Next paragraph, dear Sanford, thank you for sending John Dietz for permanent graduation. Next, history, present, illness. This is a 80-year-old male who has had chronic hip pain with degenerative arthritis of the right hip, has been scheduled to have right hip replacement surgery in February 26. The patient went for a chest CT on December 31st and was found to have a 8-centimeter left thyroid mass extending into the upper mediastinum. And the patient has been experiencing some shortness of breath with activity, but denies significant wheezing or neck or chest pains. He has no headaches or back pains. And he is not having any nausea, reflux symptoms, or dysphagia. The patient does not have any hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for cervical lymphadenopathy, which was biopsied when he was 18 years. And he had an extensive neck dissection. And he does not remember if he received any radiation therapy to the neck. There are no previous records to review if in fact this was a lymphoma. The patient had arthritis of the hip, denies any chronic lung disease, and no diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 1 pack per day for 18 years and quit. No alcohol use. He drove a truck. Next, family history. Father died of cancer of the lung. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Let's see. Allergies, none. Next, med list. No meds presently. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness. I'm sorry, no vertigo, but he has some hoarseness and fullness in the neck. is shortness of breath with exertion, but no significant cough, but has mild wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, but has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no anxiety or depression. The nice bruising or bleeding gums. He has no hay fever. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of perfalina. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 96, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 178, saturation 98, room air. HGNT anomphalic. Pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, there is some fullness in the left lower neck area. Trachea slightly shifted to the right. There is no lymphadenopathy. And and no bruises. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fields are clear. Heart is regular as one and S2. No murmur in S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus. There's no motor deficits, cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Is left thyroid mass, possible goiter. Number 2 is right hip arthritis. And number 3 is probable COPD. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CT scan of the neck. CBC complete metabolic profile, T3 TSH. And complete PFT. He will be sent to general surgery to evaluate the thyroid mass, possible biopsy or resection. And given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. I'm sorry, 3 weeks, at which I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sanford Kinney D.O. K-I-N-N-E D.O. It's Dr. D'Souza.